At the center of it all, Jesus at the center of it all. From beginning to the end, it will always be, it's always been you, Jesus. Jesus at the center of it all. Jesus at the center of it all. From beginning to the end, it will always be, it's always been you, Jesus.
I will show forth all thy marvelous works.
Verse 2 says, I will be glad and rejoice in thee. I will sing praise to thy name, O Most High. Thank you, Jesus. Acts chapter 3, verses 6 through 9, you'll find these words. Verse 6 says, then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up. And immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. Verse 9, and all the people saw him walking and praising God. Father, we adore you today. God, we glorify and magnify your name. We thank you for preaching time. God, we thank you for every listening ear and every heart that's in attention today. And so I do ask for clear thoughts and clear understanding, that I would rightly devise your word and that I would rightly apply your word. Help us, Lord, so that after the teaching, the preaching, and the hearing of your word, we will all become doers of your word. This I do ask in the mighty, matchless, and powerful name of Jesus. And let all the people say, amen.
Amen.
You may be seated. God bless you. Thank you. Amen. For standing with us today in the reading of the scripture. Amen. These verses that we read to you today, sharing your hearing, I want to use for a thought today, amen, praise that will please the Lord.
Amen.
Praise that will please the Lord. Amen. And so I'm just talking today to those that like to please the Lord. Amen. Praise that will please the Lord. You see, the thing about praise is that, amen, it means to express approval or a favorable judgment. To praise. It means to express approval or, amen, a favorable judgment. And personally, I approve of what God has been doing in my life.
Amen.
Woo. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. I approve of what he has been doing in my life. That's why I praise. Sometimes people might not understand your praise, but if they just knew where the Lord brought you from, glory to God, hallelujah, and they could understand how much you appreciate. You see, sometimes it's hard for us to appreciate things. We're in a time now, amen, where people are always looking for more. And instead of appreciating what they have, people want more. Amen. But when I think about where the Lord has brought me from, glory be to God, I just have to express myself every now and then. Is that all right? Amen. Now express. I want to get the meaning of these words out here so we can, you know, kind of get a clearer understanding. Because sometimes we just say them out there and people give consent to them. Yeah, But, you know, sometimes it's good to take a little more time, a couple of extra seconds, and, you know, get into the definition of it. Amen. So express means to talk or write about something.
That's right.
Amen. To make your thoughts and feelings known by doing something other than talking and writing. Thank you, Jesus. Build a little something moving here now. Is it all right if I take my time? Because Pastor said he will move along so I can take as much time as I need. So what time do y'all need to get out of y'all Sunday evening service? 8:30.
So to express is to make your thoughts and feelings known by doing something. Oh, I gotta come down your pew now. I gotta come down your road. You know, draw your feet up. Draw your feet up. You don't have no steel toed Sunday shoes. Your feet gonna get, gonna get stepped on. Now, I said that because, amen, when you talk about praising the Lord, sometimes people will say, maybe you haven't heard people say this, but people say, I praise it in my own way. Yeah. That's those kind of people that sit, ain't clapping, ain't opening mouth, ain't doing nothing. You have to sit there. But see, the Bible gives us instructions on how to praise the Lord. Glory be to God. Let me just share one scripture with you here. Amen. Psalm 47 and 1 says, oh, clap your hands. Right. Now, you got to do something to clap your hands. Yeah. You can't just sit and clap them in your mind. Come on, you got to raise up. You got to raise your elbows up. You got to flex your wrist. You got to do something. I mean, the instructions are there. We want to say, God, child, I praise in my own way.
Uh-huh.
That's because they don't want to do nothing that Sunday. Oh, that verse, I left my stuff down there in the pastor's study. They way back down there. You might have to send it to the pastor. Psalm 47 and 1, look at that again. It said, oh, clap your hands, all ye people. And after that, it said, shout unto God with the voice of triumph. Today is Sunday, playing a lot of football games. Huh? And when they score the touchdown, those people shout with the voice of triumph. Oh, man, they falling out the stand, high-fiving one another, throwing towel, and doing everything. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph.
Hallelujah.
Y'all allow me, I just talk a few minutes about praise that please God. Because some of us are locked up in praise that we want God to accept. Can I talk like that? Amen. Now, let me share this. Three characteristics of praise. Number one, praise puts the Lord in first place. Did you get that? Praise puts the Lord in first place. We turn our attention to the Lord and not ourselves. This is a characteristic of praise, is when you will turn your attention to the Lord. Many times we become so absorbed with ourselves that we cannot put our attention on the Lord.
That's right.
Amen. God woke us up this morning and we said, just so casual like spotted me on my way. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And we ought to have a praise for it. But we consider that he did that for us. But sometimes we start on our way, because things don't go our way, then we fall apart. That's because our attention is on our staff. Glory be to God. But if we would just focus it on the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Let me move to number two. Three characteristics of praise. Number one, you put praise, amen, praise puts the Lord in first place. Two, you love your relationship with Christ. You love your relationship with Christ. Now, get this. It says our praise may start with what we know about Christ. That's where our praise starts. But our praise must progress to what we know from personal experience. Did you get that? It starts with what we know. I remember singing, me and my sister Brenda singing in Dry Fork School, a two-room school up there. Used to sit up there behind White Oak Church. Me and my sister Brenda used to say, I got Jesus, and that's enough.
Wow.
Huh? 5 and 6 years old, we didn't know what we were singing, and it sounded good. Huh? Oh, we sing, I got Jesus, and that's enough, that's enough. Huh? But our praise has to go beyond just what we know about him. Because as 5 and 6 years old, we didn't know he was enough. We were just saying it was enough. Oh, y'all, I need somebody to walk with me now so you can understand about praise. Glory be to God. But as we grew older, then our praise came from a personal experience. Not just listening to a song and repeating the words of a song, but our praise then come from a personal relationship. Glory to God. It comes from the fact that God made a way for you out of nowhere. Anybody in here, you know, when you get married and you get married young, sometimes you don't do the right things with your finance. Anybody know anything about that? Maybe most of y'all done the right thing. Y'all never behind on your bills. And y'all never got them duns in the mail. But when my wife and I first got married, you know, we didn't know anything about running the household. All we knew when we was in love.
Amen.
Nothing wrong with that, Brother Sid don't say. But see, after a while, things begin to close in on us. Huh? There are too many duns coming in the mail. Coming too frequently. Glory be to God. And so that's when we begin to cultivate this relationship with the Lord. And so now, when I say the Lord will bring you out, I know what I'm talking about. We know about the Lord to a personal experience. I'm just about finished here. Amen. Now the third thing in the three characteristics of praise is praise is a conscious choice. It is an act of your will. You choose. That's why the psalmist said in Psalm 34 and 1, I will bless the Lord at all times. My God, so you got to have a relationship with the Lord to bless him at all times.
Yeah.
Glory to God, because all times are not going to be good times. But all time is a good time to praise the Lord. But you got to choose to praise him. Hallelujah. You can have a difficult week and you can come into church on Sunday and sit down and soak in all that you went through last week. Or you can come here and say, I was glad when they said unto me. You can put last week behind you, throw your hand in the air and say, thank you, Jesus. Oh, my God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise has to be a conscious choice. Praise, hallelujah. When we praise God, we elevate the one that is being praised. And if anybody need to be lifted up, it is the Lord God Almighty. For he already said in the word, that if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. Let me move on here. And there's one more thing I want you to consider. But praise is a joyful thing. Yeah. proclamation. He said, I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. God have mercy. You see, saints of God, the Lord wants your whole heart. He don't want part of it. He don't want a corner of it. He wants your whole heart. And you have to surrender it to it. You got to give it your whole heart. You got to declare that I time. They know what you're dealing with. leave it up and walk in the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. Can you just imagine people looking at that? Paul was born in the temple, jumping up, hallelujah. They looking at that. Wasn't it the one that was laying that? But look at that.
Stand up.
can sit there and you can acknowledge